The Bach Chorale Singers will open their 49th season Friday, October 11th at 7:30 at University Church in West Lafayette with a performance of Mozart's Requiem. I recently talked with Michelle Lauer, Artistic Director of the Bach Chorale Singers, for an in-depth look at Mozart's masterpiece.
The Mozart Requiem truly is one of the most well-known and beloved of the choral orchestral repertoire. As many people know, the Mozart Requiem, which was left unfinished at the time of Mozart's death, Mozart died December 5th, 1791, much of the Requiem was left unfinished. So his wife, Costanza, asked one of Mozart's students, Zusmeier, to help her get the Requiem completed. Now, this was not unusual. Zusmeier had done this with Mozart's two previous operas because Mozart was not well, and he would dictate to Zusmeier and he would write the rest of the parts, the orchestra and whatnot. So it was not unusual for this to happen. However, what was unusual is that the composer actually was not living anymore. Mm-hmm. And so Zusmeier had several fragments. There were many movements that were completed, the initial movements, and sketches of the other movements, choral parts, were written that might not have the orchestra parts yet. So much was done. We had a general idea of that. But there have been many completions since Zusmeier. The edition that we are doing was completed by Harvard professor Robert Levin. And Mr. Levin attempted, or has attempted, I think rather successfully, to correct Mozart's young students' inexperience with part writing for the voices and to try to work on the balance of the instrument. So he's thinned out the texture a little bit. And he's also added a couple of movements that he believed Mozart would have wanted to be there. So he is very well acquainted with 18th century style and writing.
Well, for the concert on October 11th, tell me about the forces. It won't be the Mormon Tabernacle Choir version of this work.
No, we are really going with a classical music kind of concept and sound for this piece. So a little smaller chorus. So it's about our 60-member chorus. There are strings, and then only a few winds, which was Mozart's intention. So we have two unusual instruments, two basset horns, and those are the precursor to the clarinet in the most simplest of terms. There are trombones, there are a couple of trumpets, a couple of bassoons, but there are no flutes, no oboes. So it's a very distinct kind of sound that Mozart was going after here.
And what about the vocal solo parts?
There actually are not a tremendous number of the typical solo arias that one would expect in a large piece like this. There are only three purely solo movements in this piece. So again, it's a very different kind of writing for Mozart.
Should we talk about the mysterious story about the mysterious emissary?
Oh, yes. Well, the movie Amadeus, if you have not seen that movie, first of all, it is a delightful, dramatic work. It is, like most movies, a work of fiction.
Yes, it certainly is.
So there is lots of, it's really like the tabloid version, if you will, the National Enquirer version of how the Mozart Requiem came about, in that there was a mysterious dark stranger and they were after Mozart, and very deep and dark and conspiratorial kinds of things. And that, in fact, was actually not the case. There was a messenger per se, but this person was operating under the auspices of Count von Walsegg. And Walsegg, who is the person we know now who commissioned the Requiem, and he sent a messenger because its intention, as far as we can tell, was to pass the work off as his own. So he didn't want anyone to know. There was no conspiracy to take Mozart off of the earth, but rather it was to keep this secret. Now, Mozart's wife, Costanza, was a very savvy person. So she continued this story, allowed that continued, asked Zusmeier to complete the Requiem without Count Walsegg knowing, and then sent it to Count Walsegg. But being the very intelligent, savvy woman that she was, she kept a copy for herself so that she would also have that material. And there was actually a first performance prior to Count Walsegg's performance, and then the work proliferated because Costanza had kept a copy of the Requiem.
Okay, so Hollywood made out poor Antonio Salieri, who was Mozart's contemporary, as the evil one who poisoned Mozart out of jealousy. But I think I read somewhere that after Mozart's death, Süssmayr actually went on to study with Antonio Salieri.
Yes. Well, and that's also one of those very exciting tabloid headlines, was that Antonio Salieri was an inferior composer and that he and Mozart had this adversarial kind of relationship. Well, of course, composers want to get as much work as they can. However, that relationship was probably not all that adversarial, just very common, you know, rivalry between fellow composers at the same time. And as a matter of fact, Salieri was a perfectly fine composer. He just had the unfortunate experience of being born at the same time as one of the great geniuses of music composition. We think of the Mozart Requiem as the end of Mozart's career and as a late work. We only think that because Mozart died so young, not by any devious methods, but he had a disease, and there are various speculations about what that is, consumption or tuberculosis or something. But he died due to this disease. But the fact of the matter is, he was a very fine composer. Salieri was a fine composer. They worked and lived in the same time. And Mozart simply was a genius musician. And so no one could be outshone by his bright light.
The evening will begin with another short choral work by Mozart, the well-loved communion motet Ave Verum Corpus, followed by the Requiem in that reconstruction by American Mozart specialist Robert Levin. The Bach Chorale Singers opening their season Friday evening, October 11th at 7:30 at University Church in West Lafayette. Tickets are available on the Bach Chorale's website, bachchorale.org, or at 429-5151.